Welcome back to pregame coverage on 99 The Wave. I'm being joined by Grundy Center football coach Travis Sajak as we talk about the season opener. Spartans are hosting Applington Parkersburg. Spartans begin the season as the three-time defending state champions. And coach, thanks for taking some time. Before we dive into this game specifically here with AP, I just want to get your take on what some of your biggest takeaways or most important things you've learned about this team through these preseason practices as you get ready to finally put some of your work to the test in a game.
Well, similar to our conversation the last time, John, I'm happy with the approach of the kids right now. You know, they're a hardworking, talented group, and you know they understand that the process is what it is, and you can't really shortcut your way to becoming a good football team. You just got to continue to work day in, day out, and that approach has been pretty good to us the last several seasons, and we're kind of continuing that mantra. The faces change a little bit, but the work ethic and as I said, the approach remains the same.
Yeah, so when it comes to Applington Parkersburg, a program that's kind of fallen on some tough times lately, but they do have a fair amount of returning production on offense from last year's team. So when it comes to defending that offense, what are going to be some of the biggest areas of focus defensively here this week against Applington Parkersburg?
It's going to kind of start out with, you know, just kind of figuring out exactly what they want to do and who they want to be, you know, because it's a new staff for the most part. You know, what are they going to do schematically in all three phases, and then being able to adjust in game to put your kids in the best position to be successful. But, you know, we're not trying to be overly concerned with all of that. If we spend our energies worrying about those things that we don't know, and we're not focusing on the things that we need to do to get better, you know, and that's the basics of the sport. You know, if we can align correctly to what they're going to do, get off blocks and tackle their kids, we feel pretty confident about how things are going to work out for us. But there's just always a level of uncertainty going into week one, especially when you're facing a team that's got a new head coach.
Yeah, certainly. And then on the flip side, on offense, you guys certainly have a fair amount of returning talent on that side of the ball as well. You know, everyone knows about what Judd Jarovsky can do at quarterback. You know, Pete Lebo taking over as the starting running back here for this year as well. Talented receivers, talented O line. Is it a thing where you're kind of going to be able to pick up where you left off to an extent from last year on offense? What are some of the things? Some of the things you're kind of hoping to establish on that side of the ball?
Well, that would be pretty fantastic if we could just have a continuation of how we were playing offensively in the last season. But it's a new year, new kids, and we've got some faces coming back and some really talented kids coming back. We are breaking in some new kids as well, and trying to continue to sort through those pieces and the kids that are going to contribute, and some rotations at positions and things like that. But for us, when we do possess the ball, it's just, can we extend drives? You know, the mantra of one, you're the first down on your drive, and good things happen after that. And it's been a tried and true formula for us. So, for us, the possessions are going to be at a premium. I want to try to keep the ball away from the opponent as many times as we can. And I feel good about our running back position, offensive line. Judd will make good decisions. If we take care of the football, it should be a good offensive night for us.
And with it being the season opener, are you guys doing any sort of recognition of last year's championship team or anything like that? Or is it going to be kind of a more of a straightforward game night?
I think it's going to be pretty much just a straightforward game night, John. We've got a lot of cool things that have happened here in seasons past to celebrate eventually. And, it's the year before that, it's like, when do you do that? And right now we're not quite there yet, but we're just really excited to host AP. I know there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm up there with Coach Pickna and the energy he's brought to the program. They'll travel really well. It'll be an outstanding night at Spartan Stadium.
You bet. Just a couple questions left for you. When it comes to handling some of the outside noise, the kids see the stuff on social media about, preseason watch lists, the win streak and whatnot. I know that's not necessarily things that you guys are focused on within the program, but I guess how do you kind of go about handling some of those some of that outside noise, maybe some of the best advice you can give the team when it comes to handling that kind of stuff?
We acknowledge that it's there, and then we just kind of put it in its place where it needs to go. It has no bearing on what's going to happen on Friday night. Yep, we get a lot of attention in preseason, whatever, just because of the success that we've had in years past. But None of that stuff matters. It's here and now. You know, we need to focus on us. And, you know, I apologize, John. You know, it's the same. I get a lot of those questions from a lot of media folks, and it's like, you hate to be cliche, but it's like, it doesn't really factor into what we do and how we do it. You know, those, all the wonderful things that have happened, there's a time and place for us to acknowledge those and celebrate them. You know, for me, I'm focused on trying to get our kids ready for week one with AP, and you know, it's going to be a physical, tough ball game, and we're excited to compete and play hard in it.
You bet. And last question for as always here, what are going to be the biggest keys or X factors for you guys going into this season opener here against Athens to Parkersburg?
Our goal is to just be better on film. You know, when I watch the film Saturday morning, we want to be better against AP, and we're in the scrimmage last week against Denver. We feel like we can be a better football team in all three phases than we were in that scrimmage. The scoreboard stuff will kind of take care of itself. You know, I think it's going to be a game for us as a coaching staff to adapt and be able to adjust when as need be during the course of the game to put our kids in a position to be successful. And, you know, I think the team that's going to be able to handle the emotion of the week one contest the best is going to find a way to win the game. You don't want to be too high. You don't want to be too low. You got to try to maintain some sort of an even keel as you're working up towards kickoff, so you've got the energy to finish the football game.
All right, that's Grundy Center football coach Travis Zajac talking about this season opener here against Appleton Parkersburg. Thanks for the time as always, and best luck here on Friday nights.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate it. Go Spartans.
All right, more pregame coverage is coming up next.